My name is Laurier Fourniau. I'm a French film director based in Brussels. I'm also an editor and a cinematographer. And I directed the film Low Notes, which is my first feature-length film, who premiered at B Film Festival in Brussels. It's the story of Leon, a young guy who just moves to Los Angeles in the Hollywood Hills to start a new life after he just broke up with his girlfriend. He's not very busy with work or studies because he's spoiled by his mom, so he pretty much keeps himself busy with his friend Alexis exploring the city. It's the story of their exploration of Los Angeles and in parallel of him forgetting and getting over his breakup through many adventures. Characters with flaws are the most interesting ones. If it be just a nice young guy who just has fun in LA, it would make the whole thing less interesting, less tense. I just like this figure of the young guy coming into town with hopes, with everything possible ahead of him, no certainty of anything either. And this is this fragility that I find very interesting for characters.
Cello.
When you start a long process such as the film, you know the budget, of course, will determine the process and to a certain point the aesthetic of your film. So for this one, I knew from the beginning that I needed to do this film at this moment of my life and not wait 5 years to get financed. So I just, right away with my crew, we embraced the fact that we wouldn't have that much money. When I first came, I had no certainty of anything, basically. I didn't even have the trust of a producer, which I had later on, but at the beginning of the process, I was by myself, taking care of all the producing part also. So I was really going for an adventure, even more than going to shoot a feature. There's a character in the film, the German character called Hermann. He's an actual German guy who I met in the bus in Hollywood. And so I met this guy and just randomly, and he ended up not only having a part in the film, but also helping me with some locations. I wanted to keep a large part of our improvisation also as part of the process at every level. When I say improvisation, I'm not only talking about actors improvising their dialogues, but also being very flexible and knowing that, realistically speaking, we'll have to adapt to reality and not adapt reality to our needs more than in an average shooting.
Now, what do you have to do to get this distributed and into theaters?
I feel like making the film is not that complicated, but making it exist for a public, that's the toughest part. We'll have a release in Paris, in a historic theater located in Quartier Latin. It's a nice area for films. I was very happy about that. We'll stay at least 1 month there. I just premiered in B Film Festival 2 weeks ago, and I don't want to rush things, and I also want to do other festivals. For the actual releasing in theater, I will wait till the film has finished his career in festivals. I want to, of course, try in the future the traditional ways of making films, but I think I do want to keep some things that I've learned on this first good experience for me. My next film might take place either in Paris among the Russian community or in Kyrgyzstan, a small country in Central Asia where I've been traveling last month. I've known this region since I was a kid and I've always had a link to this region because I actually lived in Uzbekistan with my family when I was younger. After I shot all the film in Los Angeles, I went back to Brussels and then started the long and exhausting process of editing, which I also did myself. Not only because it was easier and because the budget wouldn't allow me to get an editor, it's also because I am an editor. I did all the sound editing, color correction, music also, and sound mix in Brussels. The electro side of the music is made by Antoine Leroy, who is a DJ here in Brussels. The music has a very big part in the film, so whenever I started to work with all those people, it really brought the film to another level, where I was not by myself editing a film, but with the whole crew, creative people putting themselves also in the film. I've had a very dedicated crew, which I really thank. I decided to stay in Brussels because I think, I came for this school, but I've discovered a lot more beyond the school here.